Welcome to Outspoken Beauty. I'm Nicola Bond and I'm joined by producer Rachel. And in this episode, we're talking all about the pressure of beauty. Now, this episode is one that is so important to us for various reasons, which we'll talk about later, but also one that's confused us a little bit, because in some ways we feel that we're really pressurized to be beautiful. We're pressurized to spend money on makeup. We can't leave the house without it. And yet in other ways, we wouldn't want it any other way because we love wearing makeup and actually it can make you feel really, really good. Later on, we're talking to Mylene Klass. She is the busiest woman in the world, and the pressure she must feel to look beautiful at all times, well, I don't think I could deal with it. We'll be hearing all about that from her.
My auntie used to have this thing where she'd answer the phone and put her lipstick on before she answered the phone.
And to finish off, we'll be telling you all about our beauty challenge, which nearly killed me, and giving you some great product recommendations. And when I say great, we give the best recommendations. So here we go. A subject matter that is very tricky. I don't think we're going to come up with the exact answer, but we're going to give it a damn good try. The pressure to be beautiful. And there is so much pressure because many, many women that I know, including myself, find it incredibly hard to leave the house without lashings of makeup on their face. Some people won't even answer the door without their lippy on. I don't take it that far, but I bloody well need my makeup to survive. Rachel, what's your view?
This is my conundrum. I don't necessarily wear it for anyone. I think I wear it because I have blemishes and I want them to be covered. But I sometimes find, if I'm out with my friends and we're just out shopping or whatever, I will say, oh, you know what? I think my spots are like a bit big today. Are they really visible? Mm. And my friends literally say to me, who gives a fuck?
I love that.
And I'm like, you are so right. Who does give a fuck about my skin? It's my skin at the end of the day. If you don't like it, don't look at it. I'm the one who has to look at it every day in a mirror.
And now we're joined by one of the strongest, most successful women I know, Mylene Klass. We always have a bit of a challenge at the start of the podcast whereby you have to sum up your career in 30 seconds, which for you I think is quite tough, but can you rise to the challenge?
I'll give it my best go. How would I sum up my career? I would say that it started in theatre after I left college and in music as a session musician. Then I joined a band by the name of Hearsay, and it's just changed in so many different ways as it's grown and developed. So I have my own beauty ranges, clothing ranges. I have my own baby range, so I've developed a lot in the world of fashion. I play as a musician, a TV host, a radio DJ.
Oh, I didn't know you had an alarm. Okay.
Oh my God, you had an actual alarm. You didn't tell me it was actually 30 seconds.
Rachel's really strict. She's strict with me as well.
Can I just say I just do loads of jobs like any woman?
Well, you have developed and changed. How has your relationship with beauty developed? I mean, looking back at young Mylene, the session musician who then joined Hearsay, and now looking at you as the woman you are today, has it changed?
I think it changes and it continues to change. I find that maybe it's a personality thing, or maybe it's just something that I realised because I change so much within my jobs that maybe it's nice to have fun with your looks. I find that I get bored very quickly and I like to have fun with makeup. I think my relationship, if I had to describe it with makeup, what would it be? I'd say it's fun. I like to experiment. I like to change looks. I know some people go the other way and feel that they are almost enclosed or in or feel nervous about changing looks. They find something that suits them and they stick with it. But your body changes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be 40 in a few. I can't believe it. I'm going to be 40 in a few months' time, and I don't think it would be appropriate that I was using the same mascara or the same blush that I was using when I was 18. It just wouldn't make sense. Like, my skin is different, and the requirements I have are different.
Has your relationship with beauty always been a healthy one?
I mean, I would say yes, but I don't know if I'm being truthful. I think there have been times in my life where I've maybe worn way too much makeup, and that's not just because I had bad lighting in the room and misjudged it, but maybe because I wanted to hide The weird thing for me is I think the happier I am, the less makeup I wear.
Really?
Yes. The more confident I feel within myself, if I feel that I've got a tan or if I feel like I've slept, if I feel that I'm having a good day, then I can have fun with makeup and I can use it as something more experimental. But I think there have definitely been times in my life where I've used it as camouflage. And I'd have to be honest with myself about that, I suppose. And I think more so I think about it because I've got two little girls now who watch me put my makeup on, and I don't want them to view it as something you hide behind. I don't want it to be camouflage. I want it to be your warrior paint.
I love the idea of it being warrior paint.
But you put it on, you feel good. My auntie used to have this thing where she'd answer the phone and put her lipstick on before she answered the phone.
Are you kidding? Because it was such
a certain age of women do that, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's really elegant.
It's super elegant, especially if you don't lose it all the time like I do.
That's very interesting that you're saying when you feel happy and you feel more confident to go out kind of naked in a way, not literally, but
well, why not?
I mean, you face
bikinis and whatever else.
Well, I mean, why do you know what? Why not though? But you face, I think, on a daily basis something that I face very rarely, and that is the fact that you are very, very photographed. I mean, you know, I've been with you before. We've left the building where you do your radio show, and there have been paparazzi waiting for you. Do you, in that case, feel pressure to be wearing loads of makeup, to have your best face on? Or actually, do you think,
No. I think as I've got older, I feel more confident in myself without a shadow of a doubt. I have nothing left to prove. Anything I need to prove to anybody has been done way down the line. And actually, the only person I need to prove anything to is myself. And I've done that. I'm still standing. Things have been thrown at me that I wouldn't imagine anyone could still be standing from, let alone rising victorious. And yet I am still here. So anything that people wish that for me to say or do or prove is, to me, it's almost a redundant thing. I've done it, and I like who I am. I like what I do. I like who I'm surrounded by.
Yeah. Why do you think that the business is worth so much money? I mean, what is it that women will spend so much on a lipstick, and it will, for me, boost them, boost their confidence? Why are we spending so much money?
Well, you're a woman and you're wearing red lipstick right now. How did you feel when you put that on? Because I find to wear red lipstick, I actually have to be in a certain mindset. I need to be feeling strong that day.
Being honest with you, I'm petrified of red lipstick, and I've been trying it to see if I can change my relationship with it. So at the moment I'm thinking, have I got a smudge on my tooth?
Do you know, I just think that so much of fashion and beauty, it's psychology.
Yeah.
And it's about how it makes you feel. I don't think the answer is from in the package. I don't think, you know, you go rummaging through the package and you put it on and then you feel better. I think the answer is actually why you chose that in the first place. Why do you choose that dress? Why do you put that dress on instead of the other dress? Why do you choose the red lipstick over the pink lipstick? It's what mood am I in today? Who do I want to put myself out there as, or who do I want to feel like I am?
But is it always that? Because my worry, and I wanted to talk to you about this, is, you know, we are talking about the pressure of beauty. Do you think that for some women, society is saying, right, you are going to go out the house, you are going to wear flawless makeup and look amazing. You can't show people your acne. You can't show people your chin hairs. You need to do this. And are some women standing in front of the mirror thinking, bloody hell, I hate doing my makeup, but I've got to?
I have a very, very, very close family member who they had, and still do actually, you know, very severe acne.
Yeah.
And I watched, you know, and to see a family member almost become imprisoned by it, it's no laughing matter. And some people, myself included, and I feel ashamed to say it now, that, you know, when you, I'm putting into context, will go on about the spot on their chin.
Yeah.
Or I've got to look at my, you look nice today. No, but look at the spot on my nose. You know, the first thing we'll do is actually deflect the compliment and just draw the attention to whatever the pustule on your face.
But it's because you've been thinking about that spot all day.
And to you, it's Krakatoa.
Yeah.
But then when you actually have seen someone who's, you know, had to deal with something like, you know, clinical acne or something else that feels quite debilitating from a social standpoint, because it can be deemed as unclean, when actually all you're doing every single day is trying to wash the dirt away and actually drying your skin out further. There is so many other pressures on women, just from without the extra pressures of, did you comb your eyebrows this morning?
Totally.
That's before you even get to the first point. There are people who are dealing every single day with those skin conditions, and that can be extremely debilitating, and it can remove all confidence.
And this is where I always find my passion for beauty so difficult in a way to work out, because I love putting makeup on. I love, as you said, putting on my war paint. And yet I feel, why am I doing this? And actually, when I don't wear makeup, I personally don't have as much confidence. When I'm a mummy at home, I don't bother. I don't have time. And I don't feel pretty. When I'm out and about, I feel like, yep, I'm the tired mum.
Yeah, but we've all been there. And I've also been through stages in my life that, let's just say, that are darker times than other times. And I remember my girlfriends coming round to my house going, brush your hair.
Yes.
Get out of that tracksuit. Put your face on. And they weren't doing it to say you're not good enough as you are, but it was almost just as remembering to give yourself that pep talk and just say, actually, you know, you have to put a little bit of effort in. You can't just drag yourself around because you're not going to feel good. We love you as you are.
Yeah.
I was under no misapprehension as to how my friends and family felt about me. But during the dark times in your life, or the tired times, or if you're not having a great time at work, actually, sometimes it can help you to go the other way and put the warrior paint on.
So I think, seeing it as warrior paint is a great way of actually taking away the pressure and saying, no, it's you can bloody do what you want with your face. But if you're going to use makeup, think to yourself, this is my warrior paint. This is my strength.
It makes you feel good and it sends a signal out. You'll never, ever be able to please everybody. So you might as well, best lesson I ever learned, please yourself.
That is a very, very good lesson. Now, talking about pleasing yourself, I don't know if you've got a couple of makeup items that make you feel really, really good when you're war paint. Are there any in particular that you'd want to mention?
I like Ace Hour Cream, Elizabeth Arden. Hmm. I mean, I actually just put some on before I came to speak to you, because when I'm just feeling, especially in the winter, I've got dry lips, I feel like I can just put it everywhere. I end up just sort of slathering on a whole film of it on my face. I use it on my eyelids, like a bit of a shimmer. I use it as a highlighter on my cheeks. It's one of those creams that's just got a use for everything.
Yeah.
So I love that. And I love a good mascara.
So we've spoken so much about the pressure of beauty, but is there anything that you want to add? Is there anything that you feel is important to say?
I think what's so tricky when it comes to how women see themselves and compare themselves, I think that's probably the word, isn't it? We've all got Instagram accounts, and we all see the covers of magazines, and we all see social media. I don't know, is it an average of 33 times you look at your phone through the day? That's 33 subliminal messages of what beauty is supposed to look like. And then again, it's subjective, because beauty is subjective. So what you might find attractive, thank God, is going to be something different to what I find attractive. Otherwise, we'd all be after the same guy.
Yes, very true.
Generally, that isn't Zac Efron. But I just think, for me, having grown up, I guess, my adult years in the spotlight and had people look at if I've overplucked my eyebrows. By the way, I haven't. I just don't have any. I've learnt to pencil them in like this.
Can you teach me? Because I have big eyebrow problems.
It takes a while to learn all of these things. But I think it has come for me as confidence. And it's such an easy thing to say, but my God, it's a hard thing to earn.
Busy lady, what is your next project?
I am, while we're on the subject of beauty and body care and image, I've got my own DVD coming out.
Okay.
And it's something that I thought about for a long, long time. I've been asked for the past 10 years to make a DVD like this, and it felt like the right time now. You know, I've had two babies, my body has changed a lot, but at the same time I've also managed to maintain the size that it has been, because I've made sure that I've kept up my boxing, I've kept up my swimming, I've kept up my workouts. And so I've actually made something that I think is going to be, you know, very, very helpful to women like myself who are busy, who don't have enough time but want to have the maximum effects.
Oh, I like the idea of that.
Should I put one in the post?
Yeah, since having kids, I've lost, I don't know what my body is anymore, but that would be very, very helpful. Thank you.
It's on its way, babes. I mean, I don't personally think you need it, but...
No, it's to do with, I think, for me, it's also not only keeping trim, but keeping healthy. I feel like I'm not healthy because I don't exercise. So something I could fit
in. Oh my God, you'll love this. It's 10 minutes in the morning.
Well, that's it.
And I've even got a section where I'll say, right, that's your 10 minutes done. If you can hang around for another 10 minutes, great. If you've got to go into the school run, pause us now.
It's amazing. It'll be like you're in the room speaking to me.
Oh, absolutely.
It's fabulous. Oh, well,
and
good.
There's bits on it that I make mistakes because, you know, I'm there with a trainer, and he's he's, by the way, not this big meathead that we brought in. He understands the psychology of especially of how women work out and what they need. You know, he had his mum. She went through a divorce and didn't feel good about herself. And he was raised by a single mom. And I thought, well, you're the trainer for me because you understand the psychology of what women want and how they feel. You know, when they feel good in their heads, the rest follows. So that was great. But yeah, I'd make mistakes on there. And I just said, don't edit them out. Keep them
in. It's real.
Trust me.
Mylene, thank you. Go
can I
back.
Say, you're a legend. I feel like I've just been sitting chatting to my girlfriend.
I know.
These are the conversations that happen around every kitchen table.
Yes.
These are the pressures that women feel. And it's just good to know that we all feel them.
Whoever we are. Yeah.
Oh my God. Every day. Yeah. Of course. But we can't be ruled by them.
No.
As my daughter would say, what would Wonder Woman do?
It was so good to get Mylene's view on the pressure of beauty. What I love about her is even though she is very, very well known and very successful, she's real. I mean, as she should be. And she's also incredibly honest, which is very, very refreshing. And also, if anyone knows about what it is to feel pressurized in the public eye, it's her. We set ourselves a challenge that took both of us completely out of our comfort zones. Now, I spend around half an hour every day, maybe more, doing my makeup. Rachel, how long do you spend?
About 5 to 10 minutes, I'm going to say.
So for our challenge, I had to give up makeup, go cold for a week.
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey. And Rachel, you had to spend the amount of time I usually do.
30 minutes.
30 minutes doing your makeup.
The worst 30 minutes of my life.
You're so dramatic. What did you give up? Like, what do you normally do with that extra half hour sleep?
I would either still be in bed or just probably take a longer shower.
Right. I do a radio show every morning. It means I have to get up at 2:20. So bearing in mind my makeup habit, I was spending like 20, 30 minutes doing my makeup at that time
in
the morning.
At 2:30 in the morning?
I know.
And nobody really sees you.
I know, but there are people at work. I know, it's absolutely ridiculous. So it was a mixture of utter trepidation and fear that I wasn't going to be wearing makeup, but also relief because I managed to have a lie-in. It felt like a lie. You know, those extra minutes at that time in the morning, it makes a lot of difference, let
doesn't
me tell
it?
You. It really does. So I was literally getting out of bed. I normally have a really quick shower just to wake myself up. And then I was just getting dressed and that was it. Really weird. Really, really weird. And it was all good.
How did you feel?
Well, I felt okay. Like when I left the house, I felt okay. And I got in my cab. I was like, no, I can do this. But I got to work and that was when it all went a bit downhill. And particularly the first 2 days, it was horrible because every morning I meet up with some other presenters and we have a cup of tea. And I actually, the first day, didn't meet up with them.
Because you felt you didn't look appropriate.
I didn't want them to see me, the real me. I didn't want them to see. I felt like I'd almost been living a lie. The second day, I forced myself to go upstairs. And funnily enough, no one said anything.
No one will.
I know, but I still was thinking the whole time, what do they think right now? What are they thinking right now? They must think Nicola looks so tired and like really different. So I felt really, I didn't feel confident at all. I didn't really want to look at them. It's really bad. I don't think I realised quite how bad it was until I went makeup free in public like that.
But when you finished that and you did your show and say you went and you went shopping or you went to an event afterwards.
Yeah.
Obviously, you were makeup free.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
Now, that week, I had one family event, like a big dinner party. We went out for dinner. I felt fine around my family, actually. And my sister was really, really supportive of the whole thing. I felt on a real high that night. I had to also go to an event, which was the kind of event where everybody wears makeup. And I must admit, for that event, I did cheat a tiny bit. I put on some tanning oil and it just lifted my complexion a bit and it just made me feel a little bit better. But that night was difficult because I'm meant to be a beauty journalist. It was a beauty event. Everybody looked perfect and I just felt I looked utterly shit. I think that was my biggest challenge.
Overall, how do you think the challenge went?
I've learned a lot about myself. I believe in myself more. I've done it now. I can do it again. It's like overcoming a fear. I've also realised that I really do love makeup, forgetting the insecurities. So I'm going to continue wearing it, but I'm not going to feel, I don't think so much that I need to wear it to be accepted. I think actually, when it boils down to it, people don't really give a shit. They're getting on with their lives. Whether I have makeup on my face or not, it really isn't the biggest deal. The universe does not revolve around me. So my resolution is to carry on wearing makeup. I will always do that. I love it. But to do it to make me feel good
but not to make me feel accepted. But it's not going to be that easy to stick to, but I'm going to try. How about you?
So my first few days, I really struggled to get into it because I am just one of those people that will just throw it on and I'm like, I'm done.
When you say throw it on, what do you mean?
So I mean, I have my usual products that I go to. So I'll have like a concealer, a foundation. Because I think I've just done it so many times, I'm just used to it and I can just do it really quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I know what works.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just do that and it usually takes me 5 to 10 minutes, which is great. But filling these extra 20 minutes, for the first 2 days, I was just taking my time. So some things looked a little bit sleek and I don't think I looked any different.
No.
By, I'd say, the third, fourth day,
yeah,
I was full on just trying out new makeup because I was getting a bit bored. But then I find myself putting on more eyeshadow and more mascara, different foundations.
So you're telling me you were layering it on to fill the time?
Not layering it, changing it. So I'd spend a bit more time on my foundation, but then I'd maybe put a bronzer on,
yeah,
put a bit of highlight on. Things I don't want to do in a daily routine. I noticed when I was coming into work, everyone was sort of asking if I was going out that night. And I appreciate that because I was making a bit more of an effort, but I wasn't going out. And I don't know what you do in 30 minutes in the morning.
Well, everything you said, the highlighters, the bronzers, all the fun bits. So did you just feel like there was really no point in it?
I think when I finished the challenge, I thought this is something I can enjoy doing before a night out and spend 30 to 40 minutes doing my makeup, because that's when I want to experiment with highlighters and bronzers and different eyeshadows. But if I'm just going to work, I really just want to have my 20 minutes extra sleep where I don't really give a shit.
So all in all, neither of us is changing our habits at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
But it's good you experienced it. Now, if you want a really great product recommendation, can I assure you this is the place to be, because I put so much time into trialing, researching. I often speak to the makers of products to check them out. So honestly, if I recommend you something, I think you're going to love it. But let's remember, everyone's skin is different, so you might not. My first recommendation is something I am never without now since I first tried it. It is just beautiful. It's Bare Minerals Complexion Rescue Tinted Gel Cream. Way too many words for something that really is very simple. It's a lovely, lovely foundation, moisturiser and SPF in one. That's how I describe it. It's quite light. It makes you glow. It makes you look like you've had a really good night's sleep. And it sits really beautifully under your makeup. Now, it's not going to cover up extreme acne. If you're having a really bad breakout, I wouldn't rely on this. But what you can do is shove it on your face and then put a bit of concealer over the top. And it blends nicely. It's just a lovely thing to have. And it's so easy. You just put it on your hands, blend it in your face, and you're done. And it makes me feel 100 times more confident every time I wear it. Even if you're not wearing any other makeup, put this on and it protects your skin because of the SPF. So it's Bare Minerals, and I do rate Bare Minerals. They do some lovely skincare products. Now, my second one is for if you are really tempted to get eyelash extensions, but you're a little bit worried about it and you don't want to commit to the cost, the second best thing would be YSL The Shock Mascara. Gungy, black, thick mascara with a really weirdly shaped wand. And when you layer this on, oh my God, you are like Jessica Rabbit on speed. Your lashes are huge and I love it. This is what I wear. Like, if you're just going to work, put a couple of layers on. If you're going out, keep on going. You'll just have the biggest lashes, and everyone stops you and says, have you got fake lashes? And you're like, no, these are real, baby. So they're my two. Love both of them. Wouldn't be without them. Rachel, over to you.
Right, Nicola. My recommendations are completely different. As we know, I'm not a beauty journalist. I don't go out trialing products. So my three beauty recommendations are, number one, just get a little bit more sleep. Number two, invest in some big sunglasses. Hide the bags, make you feel better. Number three, stop worrying and caring about what other people think and just wear makeup and do it all for yourself.
Rachel, you are a wise, wise woman. I think we've both really enjoyed doing this episode. It's been a real eye-opener for me. I've learned a lot about myself. I mean, who thought that an episode about the pressure of beauty would actually make me think about my confidence levels and the way I see the world. So strange. I'm hoping if you're listening and you feel maybe your relationship with makeup is a bit negative, I hope this will help you just transform it a bit to become something enjoyable, something that you can get excited about rather than something you dread. And as Mylene's daughter says, use it as your warrior paint. I think that is the most brilliant motto. If you want to know more about the products we've spoken about in this episode, go to our website, outspokenbeauty.co.uk.
Or if you want to have a nosy at our Twitter, it's at @outspokenbeaut.
And if you dare look at our faces, go to our Instagram account, @outspokenbeautypodcast.